Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. Thanks for joining me tonight. And joining me in studio in just a few minutes is one of the most frequent guests we have on the show. Her name is Colleen Crowninshield. She is the manager of the Clean Cities Program at Pima Association of Governments. And she'll be telling us about what's coming up in her week with all of the events associated with National Alternative Fuel Vehicle Day Odyssey. And that is a mouthful, and an odyssey it will be. I cannot wait for her to share some of the stuff. I know one of the guests that she's having come into town, and he is a crack up. He is one wacky, wild, and crazy green dude. That's all I can tell you. And I just want to also note that Pima Association of Governments is a 501c4, which is a nonprofit metropolitan planning organization that includes transportation, energy, and sustainable environment divisions. And indeed, it is a council of governments that works with local, state, and tribal governments. And I am sure that I got that right. My friend Sheila will be so proud of me. And since once we bring Colleen on, time will fly, and we want to make it all about her. So please let me quickly mention the following. I am growing my Facebook presence. I would love for you to be a follower of Mrs. Green's World on Facebook. Love the interaction, love the feedback, love the questions you ask. So I hope you'll be doing that. I am growing my Twitter. I have someone that helps me. Her name is Whitney, and she speaks Twitter, and she is really finding all of the right people for me to connect with, the right messages to send. And I have another little fairy godmother named Deb that does my Pinterest. All of the stuff takes time. We wanted to make sure that it's in alignment with our intention to make a difference for the planet. So you can find out all those interesting things by visiting my website at mrsgreensworld.com. And this will be on the news, and it makes me really, really excited. We've really been working on spreading the word about our YouTube video called The Silent Killer on plastic bags. And with YouTube, think about how many YouTube videos are posted each minute. The numbers are so ridiculous when you try to run the numbers. And run them we do. So our team is reaching out across the country and connecting with people one-on-one and saying, please watch our video. If you like what you see, share it. Our friends at Bookman's Entertainment Exchange did a great job on it. Our friend Harrison Kressler, he is a perfectionist, and he made it happen. So we're so proud of that. And it reached 1,000 viewers today. It passed 1,000 viewers on Facebook. So we're really, really, really proud about that. Also, we launched the Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge, and it is really, really interesting to see who is submitting and who's writing to me about it. And I want to just clarify that it's not for like a rock solid dark green business. We want to know from businesses that are locally owned throughout the state of Arizona, what are you doing? How are you moving in a greener direction? Share it with people. Share your business with us, because it's about raising the consciousness of that. If it saved you money, which I know in many cases it has, we want to hear about that. So again, October is a crazy busy month in the world of Mrs. Green. So we're putting that out there. If you go to mrsgreensworld.com, you'll see the badge right up in the upper right-hand corner. It's not a hard application to fill out. We asked, how do you reduce, how to reuse, how do you recycle? And we have judges for that, statewide judges, because we'd love to branch out beyond the borders of Pima County. And TriSports, for example, is one of our sponsors, and they're also judges. They are giving gift certificates for the winner, and they have a big operation in Phoenix as well as one here in Tucson. The same with Golden Eagle. They're statewide, except for they own all the franchises for Anheuser-Busch, except for in Phoenix. So they are in Flagstaff and Pine Top and Sholo and Lakeside, all over Southern Arizona. So we are so proud to have them as our prime sponsor. And, you know, it's just, it's such a good thing to talk about. It's a community. So we have a community of people. Bookman's Entertainment Exchange is giving gift certificates. Whole Foods is supplying lunch for 20, and even the judges. It takes time, but everybody said yes. Park Howell up in Phoenix, who's basically a branding guru about green businesses and green branding, and Kimber Lanning from Local First is another judge. We call it Team Claggett. They're the judges for Tucson. Unbelievable. They're from TriSports. And they all agreed, and I know I'm forgetting one judge, but I'll think about it and I don't want to get in trouble. But they have all agreed to be sponsoring the looking at it and judging it. And we've established criteria, and there's also going to be a People's Choice Award. So we really took a look at it and gave the idea of judging, put it out there so that it's, in case of a tie, it is the Mrs. Green team, not Mrs. Green. I just want to do a disclaimer on that. And we're for sure going to, we're getting a lot of traction. We got a lot of great coverage. KVOA covered it. There was an article in the Arizona Daily Star. And what I love about it is that it really does raise the awareness about green businesses. Specifically, Debbie and Seton Claggett talk about they put solar in and their electricity bill is next to nothing. They have, I think, a 30,000 square foot building here in Tucson, and their electric bill is about $600 a year. So for a big business that has to cool a lot of space, they are, I would say, $600 a year for a big, huge building that size definitely puts it front and center for money savings. They do rainwater harvesting. They do trash collection. I mean, they are stellar, and they get behind the green movement. And when Debbie Claggett was interviewed, they said, "Why do you do this?" And she said, "Because I want my kids to have a planet when they come here." So, okay, we're still waiting for Colleen. I know she's on her way, and I know that I was somewhere today, and I got caught in down to one lane. So let me talk a little bit about what I know about one of the first events that's going to be, it's kind of the premier event that will, it's the lead-off event, and it's called An Evening with Doug Fine. And Doug Fine is a character. He wrote a book quite a few years ago. It's called Farewell, My Subaru. And this is one guy that really did it. Not that everybody can do what he did, but he wanted to see if he could live without petroleum, but without giving up his digital age comforts. So he really went on an experiment. He did what a lot of us cannot do. He went and bought a piece of property in New Mexico, and he decided to try it. I mean, this guy, I went to see him 2 years ago. Colleen brings him here every other year, and he is a character. He comes out like in a goat hat, and he is pretty, pretty, pretty darn funny. And so he talks about his success in doing that. His book concluded that he could live off the grid. It's been translated into many languages, including Chinese, I think, and Korean. And it's in his seventh printing. And having just finished my book and working very hard on getting it published, this is quite an accomplishment. So he'll come on Thursday night, and he will be here at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, which is another gorgeous place to go in Tucson. It should be a cool evening. One of the things I love about this event is that it's free. And we love that. They're asking that you bring 2 cans of food for the community food bank. If you want to bring more, that's awesome too. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. And if you haven't been to the Tucson Botanical Gardens, they're a treasure. I mean, they're absolutely a treasure. They are at 2150 North Alvernon Way. And they have a butterfly affair. I mean, they do good stuff. So it will be a fun night. I'm sure Colleen will be giving an introduction, and she will have lots of information more to share with us. What I also love about Doug is that he travels the world. He walks it. I mean, he really walks it. He travels the world speaking about his sustainability realizations and his drug peace research. I'm going to let Colleen tell you about that. But he's a regular feature on National Public Radio. Another thing that I think is a total riot, he will be driving his vegetable oil-powered truck to Tucson. I've seen the truck. I cannot imagine driving from, he's somewhere, I think, outside of Santa Fe, driving the truck in his vegetable-powered, yeah, there you go. I love it, vegetable oil-powered truck. And the Tucson Botanical Gardens, let me just say a little bit about them. They are doing this. They're an in-kind sponsor. So they're centrally located. They're easy accessible if you have children or grandchildren. It's a perfect fit for the event with its focus on sustainability. I happen to know the executive director. She's wonderful. They use solar to power the facilities. They have rainwater collection. Now think of this. It's a botanical gardens. So they have rainwater collectors for rainwater harvesting. They have an electric vehicle charging station for their customers. And it's just one of those things where when I talk about staycations, it's holy schmoly, there are so many neat things. Wherever you're listening from, if you download this podcast, start looking at treasures that are within your own community. In Tucson, we are really blessed because we have the botanical gardens, which are a hidden treasure in the desert. You can clearly spend an afternoon there. They have great food. Another place that you can go that's a partner of theirs is Tohono O'odham Park. And it never ceases to amaze me that I talk to people in Tucson about Tohono O'odham Park and they say, where is that? And it's on a major street in Tucson and it gets lots of visitors from outside of the state. Winter visitors come. They have lots of docents that live other places. But Tohono O'odham Park is another place. And probably one of the most famous is the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum. I can't even imagine. They have some ridiculously large number of visitors from throughout the world that come to the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum to basically beautify and show people how gorgeous and how wonderful the Sonoran Desert could be. And a shout out to the Reed Park Zoo. The zoo is fabulous, an inexpensive way to spend time in nature with your kids, see animals that you might not others see. And to me, when you look at staycation, no matter where it is you live, there are treasures. There are things to be had. It's supporting local employers. It's supporting people that hire your children. It's supporting people that hire you or your spouses. So it's really a beautiful opportunity for people to get out, but stay in. We also have Sabino Canyon. I didn't bring that up. So that's all good. And live and late breaking, the Miss Colleen did get here and we covered the show. I talked about Doug Fine and what a wacky green guy he is and coming here in his truck, his vegetable oil powered truck.
Straight
vegetable oil. And I did say in the beginning, we'll just repeat a little bit, that you are the manager of the Clean Cities program at Pima Association of Governments, and that I think you are the most frequent guest on Mrs. Green's World Radio.
And I absolutely love being that frequent
guest. I'm pretty sure.
Even though I'm late sometimes, it's just the way it is.
Well, it's always a nice challenge for me to see what I can do when someone does that, because I don't really have any trouble talking. And I've been to a Doug Fine event, and I did talk about the particulars, which I think we should repeat again. But I think it would be great because I cannot speak to it as well. You have a series of events that Doug will be the kickoff. And I mean, he is a wacky character. He makes
is.
You laugh.
He makes you laugh, but you know what? He's really serious about sustainability.
He walks the walk.
He walks the walk. He talks the talk, and he teaches people how to be that person as well. So
he's
pretty amazing.
He's got a lot of goats.
He's got a lot of goats, and he makes goat ice cream, goat milk ice cream.
He better bring some this time. I think I told him that last year.
I think so.
So what is... This is a mouthful, and I didn't say it right the first time. National Alternative Fuel Vehicle Day Odyssey.
Correct.
It's a national event. You have lots going on. You're going to drop down flat out on Sunday, I hope, and keep your feet up.
I think I am.
You're on a roll, baby.
Right. I think you're right. But it is national, and this year it's actually international. So we have some events going on in Canada and in Mexico this year as well.
That's really awesome.
So it is. And the whole idea is to bring awareness to alternative fuels and alternative fueled vehicles. So that's the whole idea of the event.
So talk about that for a minute, because not everybody knows what alternative fuel vehicles are. They're learning and they're growing, but I think you should describe that.
For those of your Tucson listeners who drive around town and they see Golden Eagle, Budweiser trucks that are driving all over town.
Right.
Those are all powered by natural gas. So natural gas is what you use in your home to heat and cook at home with.
If you're lucky enough to have a gas stove.
And so we've got lots of alternative fueled vehicles right now here. We've got ethanol, biodiesel, natural gas, propane.
Electric.
And electric vehicles. So we're really fortunate here in Tucson to have access to just about every alternative but hydrogen. But that's exactly what alternative fueled vehicles are. They're vehicles that run on something alternative to petroleum.
And how do we stack up nationally in terms of other cities? Because I know one of the major foci for you, don't you like that I said that?
I like that.
Foci is fleets. You have school buses that have turned over, trucks that really are out there on the road, really travel a lot, because in your own vehicle, you don't travel much that in a day. That's the statistics.
Most of the general population travels less than 40 miles a day to and from work. Even when they have their, you know, going to pick up dry cleaning, pick up Johnny from daycare, whatever, it's less than 40 miles round trip in a day for most people.
Way less for me. I think it's 40 steps.
Probably. There you go. But for fleets, that really changes.
Huge.
For UPS and Federal Express and Anheuser-Busch and all of those fleets.
They're out all day.
All day long.
From morning, noon, and night.
All day long. It's a lot of petroleum to displace. So what we focus on is fleets. We focus on helping those fleets to figure out what the best alternative is for them, and then how we can find that fuel, get it to them, put infrastructure in to support that fleet, and then hopefully some people like Anheuser-Busch are willing to open that infrastructure up to the general public.
And it's getting more attention, certainly here in Tucson, because
absolutely,
one of the things that Clean Cities, with your help and direction and the companies you partner with, it's what I call eliminating the barriers. Because one barrier is in people's heads, and it's a legitimate fear. If I have an electric vehicle, where am I going to charge up?
That's right.
You have people like Bookman's that have electric charging stations that mm-hmm. offer it to the public. Now you have Anheuser-Busch, Golden Eagle. It's not Anheuser-Busch. It's Golden Eagle Distributors.
That's our local distributor.
That have a compressed natural gas facility that you can use,
correct,
the public can use.
Correct.
How does that work? Do they like take credit cards, or what do you do?
They do take credit cards.
For the grand opening, you know, I'm like, well, how do they pay for it?
No, they do
just
take credit cards.
Just like a regular gas machine.
And for a lot of companies, they'll have their own credit card type.
Right, type thing
as well. Like the Blink stations here, you have a Blink card that you use, and it's like buying a plan to that particular company.
Right. It's kind of Wildcat card only mm-hmm. for fuel.
Only for fuel. Exactly. I like the way you look at that. That's a great way to
people
look at
then
it.
Get it. They understand. Okay, I get that.
I like that. Yeah.
So it'll be an international alt fuel vehicle day. And do similar cities have the celebrations that you have? Let's talk about Doug Fine. Starts off Thursday night, Botanical Gardens, 6
Absolutely.
To 8.
Bring food for the community.
For the food bank,
bank,
which I love that piece.
And the mayor is going to kick it off for us. Which
now,
is
everybody,
nice.
Do you hear that? That's really important. He's paying attention.
And he's
shout
so
out to Jonathan Rothschild. That's
absolutely.
What I'm saying.
He's so supportive of what we do. He's extremely supportive of what we do, and just really wants to support, you know, the ideas of looking at different ways.
And
of
green.
Things.
He is about sustainability. He wants the city to be really known as a solar city, as an energy efficient
absolutely.
City. Everybody that I have talked to in the past 2 weeks about who are visiting here mm-hmm. and their focus is on sustainability, they say this: I can't believe how much you have going on here.
We've got a
so
lot
we have to
going
do
on.
A better job of getting the word out. And I'm like, you only saw the tip of the iceberg. There's
absolutely.
Lots going on in Tucson and
absolutely.
Pima County.
There is. And you know what's nice is that we're all starting to, as I say, play together. We're all starting to know what each other are doing and promote what each other are
it's
doing.
Huge.
Which is really, it's
huge.
Important. It's an important piece.
And it'll pump up the volume.
Absolutely.
Just the volume of numbers.
Absolutely.
So let's talk for a minute, because we have plenty of time. I am very intrigued, and I don't know how much you can talk about this, but I love Doug's second book. And I want you to talk about it and what you know.
I don't know enough about it yet, unfortunately.
We're going to have to ask him.
We are, because I started looking on his website, and I was really intrigued as well. But, you know, think about the concept there and how many millions of dollars we put into ensuring that it is kept off the streets. And
we're talking about marijuana here.
And that enhances the drug cartels.
Totally.
And
they don't pay taxes
crime.
On any of the trade.
Think about that.
Totally.
So when I saw that and I heard him talk on Conan, and I don't know if you take a look at his website, he's got all of his interviews that he does on there, but what an intriguing thought.
So the name of the book, because you sent me really good notes, is Too High to Fail. And it's about, I say it, cannabis, and it's marijuana. I don't know why I didn't just call it that, but it's the Latinate name. And the New Green Economic Revolution. And it's published by Penguin, which I watched that, and Gotham Press. And basically what he did, he extrapolates a model for the multi-billion dollar, which we know it is,
multi-billion dollar
illegal cartel crippling economy that can result when the failed drug war is finally called off and marijuana is regulated like alcohol is in North America. So in this book, which I can't wait to talk to him about that on Thursday night.
It's going to be fun to talk to
him about it. Humboldt County, mm-hmm. I believe it's Humboldt County.
Yes,
I might have
is.
Made that up.
No, I'm
that legalized,
sure you're right.
Regulated, and taxed the cultivation of marijuana plants, and it works. It is not a failed financial model. It is a successful one. So,
absolutely.
I hope I live long enough, because we spend so much time regulating. The war on drugs is a known failure. Many people who are in it agree. And we're not talking about methamphetamine, which made right down the street.
Yeah, no. We're talking about marijuana.
Right, marijuana. And to me, well, wait and see what happens about that. Okay, what's happening on the 20th, and when was that you were going to sleep?
Oh, I'm not sure when I'm going to sleep. I'm still trying to decide.
Anyway.
It's for sissies. I agree with you. The 20th is the Project Grad Extreme Car Show.
All right, let's do. I haven't done this in a long time.
I love that.
I love to ring the bell.
I love
it. It's a great concept.
It is. And what we're doing is we raise money for clean and sober graduation night parties for seniors. And it works. I had somebody just ask me the other day. They said, "Do seniors really want to attend something like
Absolutely
that?"
Absolutely do.
You get them really good bands.
Good entertainment.
Good food. You get them all together to hang out together. You give them a 24-hour party inside of a room. And yeah, they do want to.
They're there. And I have nieces and nephews, barely a child that's over that age. And the rule is, you go in, you don't go out.
Don't
so
go
they're
out.
Not going out to their cars
nope.
and drinking
nope.
and then
you
getting
in,
back in.
You go in, you stay in, you have fun, you have a great time. You eat, you dance, you party with your friends, and you go home and you get home safely. And that's what it's all about.
Oh my gosh.
I have a junior
to be
in high
young
school.
Again. I'm sorry.
Know,
yeah, Lauren's going to go, right?
I'm going to make her go. No, she wants to go. She does.
I'm sure she does.
And you know, she's a junior this year. I got to start thinking. And then my son's a freshman this year. And so he'll be there soon enough, too. And
no,
so,
I can't. I'm shaking my head because that is not possible.
Know,
and my grandson is not nine. Thank you very much. My grandson.
But it's a great concept.
So but what do you do Saturday?
So Saturday is a huge car show, a big car show. We're going to have antique cars. We're going to have alternative fueled vehicles. We're going to have race cars. We're going to have all sorts of cars for the public to come and ooh and awe and touch and feel and see and talk to the owners and figure out how they can restore their old cars to that quality. And we'll have arts and crafts. We'll have, oh my gosh, so
lots
many
of
things.
Really good food that's not so good for you, but you're allowed to eat them on events like this.
Absolutely.
You get a buy for those days, like
there,
nachos
and
caramel corn and all those things. Oh, kettle corn.
And I hear tell, and I haven't had confirmation, but I hear tell Isabella's ice cream is going to be there.
That's awesome. I mean, really, my friend Cindy, they had the Rotary car show this past weekend.
Yep.
And the one thing she reported on was, guess what?
Isabella's
ice cream. She had a root beer float. How do they do that?
I don't know. But
I don't
I'll
know. They must
you.
Have really
it's
pumped up
awesome.
Their. That's a solar powered.
It's an electric vehicle.
Electric vehicle. Sorry.
With solar powered ice cream.
Yes.
All the freezers
I
are powered
being
by solar.
I love Mrs. Green.
It's wonderful.
I mean, it's great. It really
it's
is great.
It's a great concept, and it's a local concept, which is really fun. And a lot of the vehicles that he's restored are made with recycled wood from the McHale Center.
Can you believe
that? And then another one is recycled wood from a Vail school district. So it's all recycled wood, and it's just a great concept and a lot of fun.
And he and his wife, I don't want to, it's a team.
It's a team.
And their kids, they have their kids there lots of times.
Absolutely.
Have made a successful business out of making delicious, organic, healthy ice cream.
Absolutely.
And attending events like this all over Pima
County.
Support they're
these
so booked.
Events. They're wonderful. They support these events wholeheartedly, and they come out and they donate their time, which I got to tell you, when you're spending 9 hours at a car show in the hot sun,
it gets old.
It does.
It gets hot.
Every single event they're there with big smiles on their face and just ready to be a part. And
I know, they're really great. So who else supports this event? Where is it? What time does it start? How do people get there?
It starts at 9 o'clock. It's at Canyon Del Aurora High School, which is at Oracle and Calle Concordia.
Right, so you just head down Oracle and turn left.
Head Oracle,
if you're
turn
going
left
north.
At Calle Concordia. And you'll see all the signs.
You can't miss it, I know.
You can't miss it. You'll see all the signs. There is a $5 admission this year.
That's
fine.
Like $5 for people to go out and have a really good day?
What I think people weren't realizing is that they were charging $25 to show a vehicle, $10 for an additional vehicle. That doesn't raise a whole lot of money. So we really needed to institute something that would raise more money for these events.
For the kids.
For the kids.
And let's remember that that money does not go to support anything but Project Grad Night.
100% of the funds go to, and I actually paid with my dues for 5 vehicles, and I did not do the $10 additional vehicle. So I paid $25 for each alternative fueled vehicle. And
from Clean Cities?
From our dues, I did.
That's really nice.
And 100% of those funds are going to go towards Project Grad Night. And so my coalition members will be out there. They're going to support the day. We're going to have a propane vehicle. We're going to have a natural gas vehicle. We're going to have a specialist in natural gas to show you how you can slow fuel your vehicle at home overnight for about $1.30 a gallon.
Who's going to do that?
Dave Clement.
Love him.
His son Aaron will be there, and they'll have a natural gas Cavalier and a fuel maker there and a fill unit so people can see how it works and see that they can put these units inside their own homes.
I'm sure he's one of the nicest human beings on the planet.
On the planet.
Dave, he just doesn't have a mean bone in his body. And I hope he listens to the show because
he's
got a fan club with us.
He supports this as well. And it's amazing to me that we have people like yourself and these coalition members who really, they don't get any more out of this than being able to tell the public about what they're doing and to be out there and support it for 9 hours in the hot sun is pretty amazing.
And hopefully I have several addictions. One is I'm addicted to looking at the 10-day forecast, usually only in the heat. So it does not look like it's going to be a 97, 98 degree day. It's
Thank
going
goodness.
To be, I know, in the 90s, but
89
or 90.
Yes.
Oh. So that's like for us, that's here like with the wind chill factor of 30 below zero because we've been so hot.
Yeah.
Okay, believe it or not,
just
got the 2-minute warning. I want to ask you, how do people stay connected with Clean Cities? What's going on? What's the best way to find out all of the things that you have going on all year?
Our Facebook page, and through you, believe it or not, people can find out everything we're doing through Mrs. Green. And I'll tell you, you've been a godsend to us. So.
Well, it's really a godsend because we have events like
together.
This to promote, mm-hmm. and people are checking our website for events. And I encourage people listening, if you have an event, it goes on
Mrs.
our
website
for free, and your picture's up there, front and center, talking about it. And what about if they want to email you for details? What's the best thing
they
to do?
They can call me at Pima Association of Governments. It's very easy to find. Or they can email me at ccrowninshield@pagnet.org.
Okay. And that's easy to remember, mm-hmm. I think. And if you can't remember it, I always say people...
Mrs. Green's website.
Go to Mrs. Green's website.
Absolutely.
Okay, everybody. Just remember, Thursday night, 6 to 8, Doug Fine. You will not be sorry. He is a wild and crazy guy.
Oh,
I just
fantastic.
Wrote a blog about
it's
him.
It's free.
Bring some cans for the food bank. If you can bring more than 2, that's great. Bring a friend. Have fun. Make it a great green week. And somehow stay involved in becoming a part of being the change you wish to see in the world. Colleen Crown and Shield, thanks for all you do, and thanks for showing up.
Thanks.
MrsGreensWorld.com for any more info.